4 CPA Mobile.
And Gerald, your short trip up to buy some chicken feed. And then I'll be leaving on a little longer run. How's your day?
So far, so good. I'm gonna run out to the shoe carnival. We normally call it the shoe zoo, and see if I can find some tennis shoes. I have worn mine out.
Been cheap. I just bought a pair the other day. And how much was those? $225. Yep, SAS.
Sorry, but I ain't paying that for a pair of tennis shoes. I just, it's just not gonna happen.
Well, Bernice says, I wonder what size he wears. Probably a D width. Well, mine are, for example, measure an A width, but I can find them in a B, as in Bravo, and that's about the size of it, Dave. And you don't buy cheap ones.
Not cheap shoes. I mean, you know, you got to take care of your feet. And, but I can get them for around, you know, $100 usually. And, I got a real good deal on the Reeboks I've been wearing. We get, for a few weeks, we get 50% off at this Reeboks Adidas. It's kind of like a warehouse store type thing. It's on the frontage road there on 85 between 291 and Whitehorse Road. And and they'll have that sale in April, but I need them now. So I'm not going to be able to wait till next month.
Well, my foot's about a 4 on a scale of 10 right now, even with the better shoes on, and both foot got shoe braces on and orthopedic inserts, and then pads on top of that. Yeah, why is that, Bernice? Oh, so we can unload off the gate here. All right. I guess that's correct. We're getting some chicken feed, Dave, and then we're going to head on out here in a minute. So I got to run in and pay this lady for the chicken feed, but well, I hope you have some good luck on buying some shoes. It's a beautiful day. Maybe I'll catch you in a few minutes. This is Gerald TR.
Chicken feed and... I'll talk to you in a few if I'm still in here.
4AKE testing. 4AKE, can anybody give me a radio check?
Yes, sir. KB4CBA, sounding good into the repeater. Nice and solid signal there, good audio.
Very much, I appreciate it. I just relocated an antenna. I want to make sure it was working. So you have a great day. This is KQ4AKE.
Well, you do the same, and sounding good. KB4CPA Mobile.
4DJC.
Hey, how are you this afternoon?
Good afternoon, David. How are you doing? Really nice day.
Yes, it is. I'm headed to the store. I have worn my tennis shoes out. I'm sure you're shocked to hear that, but I'm gonna have to see if I can find some more here.
A little shocked, I guess. What do people wear these days? I know that the old ones, we always wore the I think it's Adidas. Can't remember which one it was now. That's what I always wore back years ago when I used to play tennis. But what's the current thing now?
Oh, I couldn't tell you. I've been wearing New Balance, and I have to have a wide shoe. because my foot, when I put weight on it, it spreads out, and so I can't wear just a regular shoe. It has to be a wide, and that kind of limits my selection. But anyway, and I wear an 11, so that didn't help anything either.
I've been wearing New Balances for years now. I used to wear the Nike stuff, but when they started making everything in China and everywhere else, I stuck with New Balance. I've been buying some, excuse me, 993s now for several years, I guess. They're expensive as heck, but they are made in the U.S., and they do last a little longer. They're a lot more comfortable than some of the other ones are, because the sizes are pretty consistent. As long as you get the same last, the sizes fit the same throughout the way the last is made. You get one model, as long as it's, these I got on there, SL1 last, which is like a runner shoe, but it's a little taller than the bag that I'm accustomed to. It's expensive, but it's really comfortable for me, and I have trouble with my, I don't have high arches, but I have trouble with my feet sometimes with, heel spur type things and that sort of thing. So I try to wear a pretty good shoe and replace them, more often than most people do. I don't walk as much as I used to, though, so not quite as often.
I have to wear inserts in mine, so I have to take the bottom piece of the shoe out. On the inside there, I have to take it out to put my insert in. So, because if I don't, then it pushes my foot up against the top of the shoe. And it's just, I guess just one of those things with old feet.
Wear the 991s or 992s, and they were made in the U.S. for a long time. And they, now these things, they're like $180 now, I guess. But I wore one particular version of it for a while, and it wasn't quite as expensive. It's more like a $125 shoe. But something in the midsole of those things, they were just, you'd wear them for a while, they just start reeking. It smelled like a cat had got a hold of them or something. It's just terrible smell. And I think it was that insulation, and that foam, not insulation, the foam midsole breaking down in it. And once it got wet or got something, you just couldn't, it's kind of a, I think they call it EVA or whatever it is. But that stuff would start smelling. You basically had to throw them away. You couldn't do anything with them. I think they've changed them now, changed that midsole where it doesn't have that, it's not the same stuff. But of course they raised the price by about $40 when they did it too. Of course everything else is expensive as heck now.
Well, I can see a man of your standing in the community has that kind of money. It's in your OTR.
Boy, he paid for his last pair of shoes.
Orthotics, and he's got custom-made orthotics that go in his too, David. So that makes a big difference. And I think the VA may pay for those. I might be wrong.
You'd be wrong. $2.25, that's what I give for him, Jerry, if you believe that. Got a little swamp ground down in Arizona. Yeah, the VA, so far, hasn't had any narrows to speak of, and I wear a narrow, if you can believe that. And one time they give me a D-width and tried to build it up, but that worked about like giving me snowshoes. So I just buy them and pray that I can even find them, Jerry. Go ahead, Dave.
All right, well, I'm here at the shoe store, so I'm going to jump out and see if I can find something, and y'all carry on. 73s to both of you, and enjoy. good one. Talk to you later. KB4CBA.
Nice talking to you. We got our chicken feed and headed out. Oh, Jerry, how's your day going today? Yeah, I have trouble finding those shoes, that's for sure. Well, the lady at the feed store, she had a nice Australian shepherd there. And it's funny how dogs sense it. That dog just let me pet it the second I walked in. And this guy says, well, she's got puppies in here, and she just don't do that with most males. And about that time, another guy walked in behind me, and that dog wouldn't shut up barking. They just must have a sense for it.
So guys look harmless, too. That may have something to do with it. Yeah, I think dogs can sense people better than people can sense some people. Been a beautiful day today, though. Haven't been outside for just a little bit today. Digging, the pollen was absolutely terrible yesterday, though. But I think it's been nice today. Got the yard cut, which I didn't want to have to do, but got to cut the weeds, you know. And that's been about it for today. Went out to get a couple of burgers for lunch, and that's been about it for him. We'll get back outside here in a little bit and see what kind of job he did on the yard.
Good deal, Jerry. We went to Greer to Aldi's and looked for some grapes. I think they must be going out or something because usually Aldi's got really good grapes. There's nothing wrong with them, but I like them to be crunchy a little bit. So we didn't buy any. And then we went on out to Walmart. And Bernice wanted to go by and see if they still had that car we was looking at. It's still there. I don't know. I just got my suspicions. You know, the first thing that kid said when we walked in there the other day was, well, we've had that car for a while, but it's been back in the back. We just haven't put it out there for sale. And I got to thinking, you know, they don't do that. They detail them and get them out on the lot as fast as possible. And I just, in the back of my mind, I stepped back and I guess I could have asked him to look at the maintenance records, but he said there were no recalls on it or anything like that, but I still backed away from it. But it's still sitting out there. A beautiful car. Man, that thing's got everything but the kitchen sink on it. So we went ahead and went on our way and went back home and got to thinking there, and we're going to make this short trip out to a good friend here and get a repair done on Bernice's hole.
Then you can run your own check on it anyway through the NTSA and also, I mean, I know you can on the Honda stuff. You got the van, you can run and see if you got any recalls. You should be able to do the same thing with a Toyota, I imagine. Time you get a kick out of this. He's got probably half a dozen chickens, maybe more, and he had a rooster out there. And a rooster, I mean, that thing would crow every morning, wake us up. I hadn't heard in a while, and he came by here last Friday, I guess. Yeah, last Friday, visited a little while, gave us some eggs, and he was petting one of his hens that were kind of one of his favorites, and said rooster snuck up behind him and hit him in the back, and tore his arm on the side, and I said, well, what happened to the rooster died? And he said, well, he is no longer with us. So that rooster didn't like him messing with one of those hens. He attacked the guy, and the guy said, well, he just like that guy chasing that chicken, the guy will win. You may be the last rooster in Atlanta, but you're going to be dinner.
Rotisserie chicken. You know, I had a couple I had to go to Glock Heaven. And I don't put up with that. And they can be aggressive. Even the hens can be, but not so much. These speckled Sussex, when I go to get their eggs, there's one of them in there. It just keeps charging up to me. It don't act aggressive necessarily, but it's almost as though he's going to take a bite out of one of those eggs. And so I backhand him gently, of course. And he'll back off, and then he'll turn right around and come back. Oh, there's a bunch of goats out there, Bernice. And then I'm backhand him. He does that about three times before he finally gets the message that I don't want him bothering the eggs. But I was going to do some stuff outside, and so was Bernice, but it's pretty out, and we just decided to take a little ride out here and see if I can get this thing altered in the next week or so or whenever. I don't know what it is, whether she's got a hole that's not over an inch wide and 2 inches long. Her mama wore down in the garden, and we brought it down here from Kansas, and Bernice just loves that hole. But it's getting worn out, so she wants this other one cut down to that size, and I think it'll be about a 30-second job. But anyways, it's an excuse to get outside in this nice weather, Jerry.
It is nice out. I'm glad to see it. I'm tired of it. What a little cold weather we had. I'm still tired of it. But, I told you the guy that was going to do my prayer emergency said I got, it was too late. He did it about the same time your daughter did yours. And he said, my hours was about 2 weeks later. And he said, just too late to do it. And said, we got to make sure Grant's eating about putting on anything until this fall, and he'd do a pre-emergent in the fall, which I'd not heard about, and he'd do it again in the spring when that stuff starts dying back, I guess, and then get it before it starts to emerge. But I'd sure like to have some Bermuda here, but I just can't afford to sod it right now. And it ain't so much to sod it as a water bill over here would be $200 a month, probably. May just have to live with it. But hopefully this weather will hold up for a while and stay reasonably warm. Won't have any more real cold weather or any bad weather. We got a little bit of wind the other day, and that was about it. The other people had some, they reported maybe a tornado downtown Anderson on the other end of the town, but I hadn't really seen any or any damage reports. Anything like that, I think you guys got more wind than we did.
Yeah, there was an F1 tornado down there someplace, but I can't remember where it was at. What did you say? Oh, down in Great Court, down by Jim's. K9JDP, I think is Jim's call. It's been so long since I heard him. I was thinking about calling him the other day. But the weather had it pretty well covered. Oh, somebody's got some new flags out here. Are those beautiful? Wow. Two of them. Anyways, we have arrived, Jerry. I might tell you that we just come by the peach farms, and they're all, not all of them, but a good deal of them are pink as can be. They're all blossomed out, so I hope we don't get a freeze, as happens usually every year. Wouldn't that be wonderful to get a bumper crop of peaches? I love them things. Anyways, Jerry, good to hear you. Enjoy the day. 73, thanks for being out there. In for DJC in 0TR. See you later, Jerry.
Tom, you and Bernice have a nice afternoon. Sure, a pretty day to be out. Hopefully, we'll get us a good crop of peaches this year. The frost must have missed them, hopefully. Talk to you later, N0TR, in for DJC.